Hello, I'm Jeff Sackowitz, a program manager on the Microsoft Graph. In this video, I'm going to talk about Microsoft Graph Delta Query and show you how you can use it in your own code. Here's what we're going to cover. To start, I'll give a brief overview of the Microsoft Graph. Then I'll talk about the new Delta Query capability and show a couple brief demos. So, what is the Microsoft Graph? It's an API that lets your app work with data from Microsoft's cloud services, such as SharePoint, Outlook, Azure Active Directory, Excel, OneNote, and more. You can read or write data using simple URLs, such as /me or /mail, to work with the nodes of the graph, which are centered around people and groups. And because it's a graph, you can traverse relationships between nodes to easily jump from one cloud service to another. For example, you can get an Excel file from OneDrive with /me/drive/items and the ID of the item, then find the user who last modified that file, and traverse over to Outlook to check if they have free time on their calendar for a meeting next week. You can also access insights about your data based on machine learning. For example, you can find out which people you communicate with most based on your use of email, meetings, Skype, and documents using the /people API. Finally, all of this works whether you are building an application for work, school, or personal use through a single authentication endpoint. All right, now let's talk about Delta Query. This capability enables applications to discover newly created, updated, or deleted entities without performing a full read with every request. Applications with local data stores can use Delta Query to efficiently synchronize data with Microsoft Graph. Stateless apps without local data stores can also benefit from Delta Query by using it to perform simple change tracking on the resources they're interested in. Here's an example. A security monitoring application could scan new emails for malicious content and track changes to the membership of sensitive security groups, then alert an IT admin as soon as a risky event occurs. This capability is available on our V1 endpoint for drives and drive items. We also recently added a preview of Delta Query for a variety of additional resources in our beta endpoint. These include users, groups, mail folders, messages, calendar events, personal contacts, and contact folders. Let's talk about what this looks like in the API. We designed Delta Query with ease of use top of mind, so using it for the first time is simple. Just add /delta to the end of a standard request. This will invoke the Delta function. The response will contain the requested resource and either a next link or a delta link, both of which are URLs including state tokens as query parameters. These tokens are opaque to the client. The URLs can be used as is to make the next request. If a next link URL is returned, this means there are additional pages of data to be retrieved, and the client should make another request using the next link. If a delta link URL is returned, there is no more data to be retrieved. The application should then store this Delta link. It'll be used to get changes in the future. At this point, the app can choose to wait for a set amount of time before it makes the next request, or it can react to an event. This event can be something a user triggers in UI, or it can be a push notification Microsoft Graph sends based on a webhook subscription the application has set up. Once the client is ready to see what has changed, it simply uses the Delta link URL to make its next request, and Microsoft Graph will respond with a list of changes. All right, let's move on to some demos. Imagine I'm building a workflow service that allows people to receive notifications when specific events occur. In order to help my customers minimize the time they spend checking email without missing important messages, I want to create a feature that will send them a notification when they get mail from their boss marked as high priority. Let's take a look at how Delta Query helps here. All right, so I'm logged in here as Ben Walters. Let's do a quick check to see who Ben's manager is so we know who we're monitoring mail from. And here we can see that this is Christy Klein. Now that I know Ben's manager, let's start monitoring his inbox. Here I've got my standard query to read messages in an inbox, and I'll just add /delta to the end. I'm also going to add a select statement since I don't care about all of the data. I just want to know if Ben gets a high priority mail from Christy. Graph sends me back a list of messages in Ben's inbox, along with a next link, which tells me there's more data to retrieve. I use that next link URL to make my next request, and I get a Delta link back. Let's store this Delta link for now. All right, let's go ahead and generate some notification-worthy data. Here I'm logged in as Christy, and I've written Ben a high-priority email about a conference deck draft he needs to send me by the end of the day. Let's send it. All right, now back to Delta Query as Ben. We use the Delta Link URL we stored from our last session to ask for changes to his inbox that have occurred in the past minute or so. And there we go. There's a high-priority mail from Christy, Ben's boss. Now our service can let Ben know he needs to go check his email. Now let's look at what else we can do with Delta Query using another demo. Imagine that I'm a line of business app developer for a homegrown ticket management system at a company that provides technical support. When a support agent leaves the company, their account is deleted in Azure Active Directory, and their open cases need to go back into the queue. This application also stores some basic user profile information in order to render the people picker that dispatchers use when assigning cases to agents. This profile information needs to be kept up to date. I want to use Microsoft Graph to automate both of these processes, and Delta Query can help. All right, so here I'm logged in as Joanna Lorenz, the developer on this project. We'll keep this query simple. Let's just track the changes to the standard list of users by adding /delta to the typical request. I get back a list of users along with a next link, which I use to make my next request. Now I get back a Delta link, which tells me I'm done paging through the results. Let's go ahead and make some changes and see what Delta Query sends us back. Now I've switched browsers to a session where I'm logged in as a tenant administrator. I know that Isaiah has left the company, so I'll go ahead and delete his account. I also know that Emily got married over the weekend, so we're going to update her username from Braun to Jones. All right, now back to Graph Explorer, where I'll use the Delta link we received in the last session. As you can see, we get the ID back for Isaiah and an @removed annotation indicating he has been deleted. We also get Emily's user object back in the response, including her updated display name. Our application can now update Emily's profile and make sure Isaiah's cases get transferred so no customers are left hanging. In this video, we've seen how you can use Delta Query to synchronize data or track changes to the rich data set we expose in Microsoft Graph. It's available today in the V1 endpoint for drives and drive items, in the beta endpoint for users, groups, mail folders, and messages, calendar events, personal contacts, and contact folders. We'll continue to make improvements and support more resource types too. To learn more, I encourage you to check out graph.microsoft.io to get started and try our samples on GitHub. Also, please tell us how you're doing on Twitter. We love hearing about your projects. Thank you for taking the time to learn about Microsoft Graph Delta Query with me today.